The meeting room will come to order. We are now holding a meeting of the Foyle FFA chapter. Madam Vice President, are all officers at their stations?
I shall call the roll of officers, determine if they are at their stations, and report back to you, Madam President. The Sentinel.
Stationed by the door.
Your duties there?
Through this door pass many friends of the FFA. It is my duty to see that the door is open to our friends at all times and that they are welcome. I care for the meeting room and paraphernalia. I strive to keep the room comfortable and assist the president in maintaining order.
The reporter.
The reporter is stationed by the flag.
Why by the flag?
As the flag covers the United States of America, so I strive to inform the people in order that every man, woman, and child may know that the FFA is a national organization that reaches from the state of Alaska to Puerto Rico and from the state of Maine to Hawaii.
The Treasurer.
Stationed at the Emblem of Washington.
Your duties there?
I keep a record of receipts and disbursements, just as Washington kept his farm accounts, carefully and accurately. I encourage thrift among the members and strive to build up our financial standings through savings and investments. George Washington was better able to serve his country because he was financially independent.
The Secretary.
Stationed by the ear of corn.
Your duties there?
I keep an accurate record of all meetings and correspond with other secretaries wherever corn is grown and FFA members meet.
The Advisor.
Here by the owl.
Why stationed by the owl?
The owl is the time-honored emblem of knowledge and wisdom. Being older than the rest of you, I am asked to advise you from time to time as the need arises. I hope that my advice will always be based on true knowledge and ripened with wisdom. Madam Vice President, why do you keep a plow at your station?
The plow is a symbol of labor and tillage of the soil. Without labor, neither knowledge nor wisdom can accomplish much. My duties require me to assist at all times in directing the work of our organization. I preside over meetings in the absence of our president, whose place is beneath the rising sun.
Why is the president so stationed?
The rising sun is a token of a new era in agriculture. If we will follow the leadership of our president, we shall be led out of the darkness of selfishness and into the glorious sunlight of brotherhood and cooperation. Madam President, all officers are at their stations.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. The Secretary will call the roll of members. There are 6 members and numerous guests present, Madam President. Thank you. FFA members, why are we here?
To practice brotherhood, honor agricultural opportunities and responsibilities, and develop those qualities of leadership which an FFA member should possess.
May we accomplish our purposes. I now declare this meeting of the Foyle FFA chapter duly open for the transaction of business or attention to any matters which may properly be presented. Madam Secretary, do you have a record of any further business which should now be transacted?
I have none, Madam President.
Does any member know of any new or unfinished business which should properly come before this meeting? We are about to adjourn this meeting of the Foyle FFA chapter. As we mingle with others, let us be diligent in labor, just in our dealings, courteous to everyone, and above all, honest and fair in the game of life. Fellow members and guests, join me in a salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, individual, with liberty and justice for all.
I now declare this meeting adjourned.